by the dangers of the ocean. One pleasant evening in the month of June, when the pleasant warbling of blackbirds, their charming notes so sweet did tune. It was there I spied a female, all seemingly in great grief and woe, converse with young Napoleon concerning the bonny bunch of roses. Oh, now, mother, says young Napoleon, as he pressed the lady by the hand, oh, mother, pray have patience until I'm able for to command. I'll raise a mighty army and through tremendous danger go, and in spite of all of the universe, I'll conquer the bonny bunch of roses, oh. Oh, now, son, there speaks a venturesome, for in England they have a heart of oak, and there's England, Ireland, and Scotland, their unity has ne'er been broke. Now, son, look at your father, in St. Helena his body's lying low, where you may soon follow after. Beware of the bonny bunch of roses, oh. For he took 300,000 fighting men, and kings like Wisenford to join his throng. He was so well provided for, enough to take the world along. Ah, but when he came to Moscow, all overpowered by driving snow, and Moscow was a-blazing, and he lost the bonny bunch of roses, oh. Oh, so, mother, adieu forever, for now I'm on my dying bed. If I'd lived, I might have been clever, ah, but now I bow my youthful head. And while my bones do moulder, and weeping willows over me do grow, the deeds of bold Napoleon will sting the bonny bunch of roses, oh.